Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I do pray that God's Word, which is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, that Word has the power, if you allow it. You can turn away, but if you allow it, that Word, over time, can change your life. Change how you think, change how your relationships are, how your family is. Things will change if you really hear God's word and ask for His power and His grace to enable you to live it. I sometimes take just a verse at a time, say, what do I need to do here in this area or that area? God wants us to know the power of His word, not our own word, but His. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 to 11. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. It's a passage from Isaiah 55, as I said, 10 and 11. Take time to read that passage. And just say, Lord, teach me, show me, help me. God will help you to hear His word, to hear what He wants, especially. We each have different areas that God wants to speak to us about. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will. We want to do God's will, because that's what leads us to heaven. We make mistakes, as I've so often said. We sin, but if we turn to the Lord and ask forgiveness, if we go to confession, if we need to do that, please, brothers and sisters, draw close to Him. Life will get much better. After a few months, you'll begin to realize, if you do that, how near God is to you. Psalm 34 says, from all their distress, God rescues the just. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol His name. I sought the Lord, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to Him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, He saved him. We can be poor in money, but we can also be poor in spirit. And perhaps we have a mental difficulty or whatever the case may be, but God hears our prayer. He will deliver me from all my fears. Look to Him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, He saved them. Just keep asking the Lord. My experience is it might be a day, and it might be 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but God has answered every prayer. And there's a reason why He withholds right away. But it's there. Trust Him. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy them from the earth. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, He rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, He saves. Brothers and sisters, don't ever despair. Don't ever. no matter what the circumstances, even if it's that you sinned in the process, go to the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me and please help me. Please show me the way through this difficulty, whatever it might be. Talk to him. He hears you. We don't hear him all the time, but he hears us, and he wants to help us. I've had answers come for just taking a few minutes after that and sitting by a window and looking out, just quiet for a few minutes. And there it was. There was a sense of what I needed to do in a circumstance. Not all the time. Sometimes God lets me off on my own because he knows I can do it. But sometimes he's really there for the really difficult. I know. He is always there. Believe me. One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I love food. I love good food, but I don't look to food, bread, food. I don't look to it as the answer to my needs, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. I pick up the Gospels and I think of a word that ties into my difficulty, and I see what the scripture, it'll tell me at the beginning, he'll tell me where to go and to find it. Do that. Pay attention to it, because I'm going to say it again, God's word is living. It's not just words on a paper. I've said this to you before and I will say it to you again. Please believe the word has power to change your life. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6. Verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Think of that. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. My question here is, do you forgive those who have hurt you? We forgive those who trespass against us. Think of that. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Say the Lord's Prayer every day. Say it every day and ask God, please ask God, help me to draw closer to you. Help me to know that you are my Father, my Savior, the Holy Spirit who brings me wisdom and help. Please, brothers and sisters, don't put it aside. It's real. God is waiting to hear from you, and turn to him. And the Gospel of Matthew continues, if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. That's a very strong word. If you forgive, God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive, you die unforgiven. Brothers and sisters, this is a very, very serious passage in the scripture. If you forgive men, I'm repeating this, if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Brothers and sisters, I know It hurts the pride, doesn't it? But the times that I have had people come to me and say to me, I'm sorry I said this. I didn't mean to do that to you. Or whatever it may be, and somebody gives you a really sharp answer, which we do. We're hurried, and the person might be really having a need. And we'll later, and no later comes. And so what we do is we just stop and say, Lord, please, Lord, if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. And then take the time to say, I forgive you. I remember several times when some people at different times in my life, but people who really said something to me that was very angry and they were, you know, just off the track. And they said something to me and I was hurt by it. And I waited. I didn't say anything. And then that person, once it was the next day and once it was the next week, different people, but they came back to me, said, please forgive me. I'm sorry. That means all the difference in the world. You have one more friend. Believe me, we need friends. Forgive, even when people should have known better. Forgive them and say, just please think before you act the next time or something like that. But please forgive them. People can carry the pain of never being forgiven a whole lifetime. Please don't do that to other people. Forgive them, because otherwise you build a grudge after a grudge after a grudge, and then you're speaking against the person, all that kind of thing. We don't want it to grow like that. We want it to die when you say, please forgive me. It's three words, but it can make all the difference in the world. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you. I remember one time, and this is about my father again, but I remember one time he was working hard at the garage and the gas station. It was right next to our house. And somebody pulled up to him and was really, really angry about something. And they were taking it out on my dad. And my dad looked at him and he said, come on in here and sit down for a minute. And the guy said, no. He said, come on in here and sit down for a minute. And the guy did. And then he got up and he walked to the counter and he saw some of the food and he said, I'm sorry I said what I said. And could you help me out a little bit? And he went, my dad just opened the meat counter, and he just started putting things up. And the man said, I can't pay for more than that. And he just put them right up till he had a whole pile. And he said, take it home and bless your family. God bless you. May we be that way as well.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.